Oasis Audio presents The Mystery of the Lost Village by Gertrude Chandler Warner. Read for you by Tim Gregory. Chapter 1. A New Adventure. Are you ready for a new adventure? Grandfather Alden asked with a twinkle in his eyes. It was nearly dusk, and the four Alden children were sitting in the living room playing Go Fish with Mrs. McGregor, the family housekeeper.
What kind of adventure?
6-year-old Benny asked excitedly. He jumped to his feet, scattering cards everywhere.
Is it a scary adventure, or a fun adventure, or is it...
He stopped abruptly when his older sister Violet tugged on his arm.
Why don't you let Grandfather tell us?
She gently pulled her younger brother back into his seat.
Well, I'll give you a hint, Grandfather said, settling down on the sofa. It's not scary, but it's definitely going to be fun. It's something you've never done before. Oh, yes, there's one more thing. You're going to a very exciting place.
Ever since we moved in with you, Grandfather, we've had one adventure after another, Henry said.
At 14, he was the oldest of the four Alden children. He remembered how their lives had changed since the days when they were living in a boxcar. Grandfather Alden had found them and given them a real home with lots of love.
This may be the most unusual adventure of all, Grandfather said. You're going to spend 2 weeks on a Navajo Indian reservation.
A Navajo reservation?
10-year-old Violet cried.
Thank you, Grandfather.
A shy, sweet girl, she leaned over and gave her grandfather a big hug.
How did you arrange it, Grandfather? Jessie asked.
She was 2 years older than her sister, and very practical.
I thought that only members of a tribe could live on a Native American reservation.
Don't worry, Jessie, Grandfather reassured her. You're going to be special guests. My friend, Ed Talbot, invited me to do some trout fishing in the mountains. He told me there's going to be a powwow at a nearby reservation, and he thought you might like to be a part of it.
You bet we would. A powwow!
Benny jumped up again, nearly tripping over Watch, the family dog.
I know what a powwow is. It's like a big fair, only better.
I think it means a celebration. Sort of a family reunion, Henry said slowly.
That's right, Grandfather agreed. Ed told me it's like a gathering of friends and relatives. There will be lots of singing and dancing, and friends from other tribes are invited. Usually the townspeople come, too. It's a way to learn about the customs and traditions of the Navajo people.
Where will we stay?
Violet asked.
Ed has some friends on the reservation, the Lightfeathers. They've invited you to stay in their home with their 2 children, Joe and Amy. Joe's 12 and Amy's 10.
It sounds like fun,
Violet said.
When do we leave, Grandfather?
To get there in time for the powwow preparations, we have to catch an early morning flight tomorrow, Grandfather said. Do you think you'll have time to pack tonight?
We will if we get started right away, Jessie said.
She stood up and began thinking about what they would need. Probably plenty of shorts and tops, she decided, and some jeans and sweaters in case the nights were chilly.
Okay,
Benny said eagerly. He raced upstairs to his room and tossed his duffel bag on the bed. He was busily sorting through his T-shirts when Mrs. McGregor stuck her head around the doorway.
"Be sure to take your hiking boots, Benny. Your grandfather said you'll be doing some hiking on mountain trails."
"I'll pack them right now."
He threw open his closet door and rummaged through the pile of sneakers until he found his hiking boots. Watch strolled in, tail wagging, and plunked himself down on Benny's bed.
"I can't play with you now, Watch,"
Benny said.
"There's just too much to do."
Mountain trails, horses, and a Navajo reservation.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?